The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning, it's Andy Brownell. It's our time to chat with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results, but Robin's not here. So she has volunteered Elizabeth Birch to be her fill-in today. And, well, good morning, and it's great to see you again, Elizabeth.
Hi, Andy. It's great to be here. Yes, Robin is in sunny California, and so I'm just really, really, really happy to be able to sit in and kind of fill in for her big shoes.
Okay. And this trip to the West Coast is work-related.
I think.
I did see that.
Yes, it's an elite retreat. So it's the top 1% of agents that she gets to go and experience Napa.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and she knows so many people. She's so well connected within the RE/MAX family that she does really value this time because she gets to see so many people that are from all different states and kind of, you know, find best practices and do a lot of learning as well as having fun. So it's a great time for her.
I look forward when she gets back, because she always has some great stories to tell when she attends those elite conferences.
She does. She has great stories and she has great tips. So it's so nice when you can kind of share your ideas with the other people that are doing phenomenal in the business and kind of see what's working well for them. And it can be really, really exciting to come back and try to implement some of those for sure.
You know, last week, Robin and I just really briefly touched on, oh my goodness, winter's approaching. And it's time to think about, you know, those kinds of things you have to do to get your home ready to, you know, weather the winter.
Right.
So I thought today maybe we could spend some time, you know, really kind of diving into it. The sort of things that need to be done if you're a homeowner in the state of Minnesota or any cold weather climate.
You know, that's so funny that you said needs, because that's the right word and terminology, because these are things that are not fun to do, right? Nobody gets excited waking up. Well, maybe some people do, right? Get excited early morning hours to get all of these things done, but they are so, so, so beneficial on your home to really winterize it. So I'm excited to kind of dive into what those items are that they should be on your checklist before snow.
And it's so much about protecting the investment you make. This is, for most of us, it's the largest investment we have is our home.
Yes.
Let it go to heck on you, then you may not have that much equity left to, when it comes time to sell, if you have to do a whole bunch of repairs.
That's such an important, you know, topic to discuss too. And as Robin has said over time and time again, is your home is the bank account that you live in. And it's so true. It really does matter by the upkeep. And being in this business and working with a ton of buyers and sellers, that, you know, we can walk into a home and we can tell if it's been cared for or not. There really is a difference. And so you are going to get the most out of your home if you have continued maintenance on the systems in your home. Absolutely. It really sets you apart from those that really kind of let it go over the years, or don't put priority into maintenance.
And so many of them are, you know, simple things.
They are. Some are simple things, you know. Some do, you know, cost a fee here and there, but it's well worth it for what they kind of give back. So I'm excited to kind of talk about a few things with you today.
Okay. Well, where do you want to start?
Well, okay. So let's talk about the in-ground sprinkling systems. Okay. This is something that you don't always think about, right? If you do have in-ground sprinkling, not everyone does. The people that do, I'd say last year, were probably very excited because they were the only lawn in the neighborhood that didn't look brown. But one of the things we want to do with those underground sprinkling systems is we want to make sure that the lines are blown out before it gets to freezing temps. So what a lot of people don't know, and a fun fact, is when water expands about 11% when it turns to ice, okay? So the expansion can cause like pipes and fittings and valves and sprinklers and pumps and other components to break. basically explode. And you don't want any of that, because you'd have to have someone come out, a professional come out and basically repair it all, or just kind of redo the whole system. So that's an easy fix. If you have a company that actually does this, so if you have an underground sprinkling system company that you work with, they do offer this service where they come out in the fall and they blow your lines out. So that basically gets all the water out and takes away the possibility of it freezing and busting those lines underneath the ground.
Because the repair means they're going to have to dig up your yard.
Yes, it's no fun. It's no fun. So it can be very, very, very costly if one of these tubes do explode. So have them come out, you know, call a couple local companies that do service if you don't already have one that you work with and is happy with, you know, see what their pricing, see if you can work prices against each other, see if they're willing to be competitive, and then have them come out and blow out the lines. Now, sometimes there are homeowners that are very savvy and can do this themselves. That's fantastic. So, you know, that's always an option as well. But if you don't have the experience, I don't think this is something that you really want to like kind of start a DIY project on in terms of just trying to figure it out. So there's a plethora of companies out there that can help you out with that too.
I know people have cabins that they don't use in the winter.
Right.
They have to go in and get those lines blown out as well.
Yes. And since we're talking about that, cabins, and we're, you know, I don't know why I think of a cabin as like an older home, right? Maybe like a 1930s or something that you find that's a small, and there's cabins that are all different sizes, right? But if you do own a property that has older windows, okay, non-efficient windows, and you have yet to update those or change those out because you just don't have the funds right now, go ahead and cover those with plastic, okay? That really helps with keeping the heat in and can help your bills over the winter months, I should say, stay a little bit more reasonable as well.
Yeah, you won't feel quite as drafty.
Right, right. I mean, of course, we'd love to see new windows be put in your house because it really is an efficiency type situation where you can really decrease your electric bills and your utility costs. But if you don't have the funds to replace all the windows, I get it, right? So make sure that you're putting those plastic on the windows and help keep that heat into your home as well.
You know, you reminded me too, Elizabeth, caulking around the windows.
Yeah.
I have a friend who on one of the windows, which was not easy to get at.
Okay.
Because of height.
Oh, yes.
And that one did not get caulked all that often. And lo and behold, it, you know, it was a very, very tiny water leak, but
wow, okay,
ended up causing a lot of damage.
Well, yes, too, especially if it's in a place where you don't really see it every day, right? Like you're not eyeballing it. It's in a location that is either higher than your eyesight or not a place that you visit on the regular. Yes, that can absolutely cause a ton of damage, just because of a slow drip can cause a significant amount of damage if it's not you
right.
know, seen and repair it at the time. So yeah, that would be, you know, it's great to go around and look at the windows in those offset places in your home and just make sure that the caulking is where it needs to be as well.
And speaking of water, I know we have to cover this. I've covered it before because 30 years ago when I became a new homeowner, I fell victim to this. I
Which
did
is
not
what?
Disconnect the hose in time from the outside spigot.
You are not alone. You are not alone. This is something we don't think about. A lot of times, you know, your faucets are maybe on the side of your home that you don't visit on the regular basis, or, you know, again, it's not in an eye view that you see all of the time. And what can happen is if you don't take off those hoses, right, there can be water that can be left in and it can freeze and it can cause a lot of damage and actually can be intrusive into your home. So we want to make sure that we are going around the house, and if there's any hoses that is on any spigots, that we want to make sure that we remove those and put those away.
Yeah, the following spring.
Yeah.
Summer, when the hose finally got hooked back up.
Yes.
After it took it off late. And I was inside the house and my wife turned on the hose and I heard the sound of a waterfall in the basement.
And that's such a great story to share with people because I don't think they think it's not a big deal. Right.
It was a big deal.
You can say it. Yes, it can be. It can be a very, very, very costly mistake. So
I was lucky because it was in an unfinished portion of a basement.
Oh,
but if it happened behind sheetrocked walls, oh my goodness.
Yes, yes. So we actually, it was funny, this is a different topic, but my daughter had a, like maybe a pin sized hole in the tub that we didn't know about. So all of a sudden, when our lower level, we have a finished lower level, but we're a family of three and we never go down there. I mean, she goes down there when she has maybe has people over and watches a movie or something like that, but we're not down there on a regular basis.
Sure.
So all of a sudden I walk down there and there is just like bubbled paint all down the wall. So this leak had occurred over time, right? And we weren't like really in an eye area where we see it all the time. Sure. And it had gotten pretty bad. So we ended up having to, you know, take up the drywall from the ceiling. We had to, you know, fix the tub. We had to re-drywall. We had to repaint. So, yeah, water can be a big, big problem in homes when we don't see the small things that are kind of adding up. So,
all right.
I feel ya.
We have to take a break already, Elizabeth.
Okay.
We'll be back in just a moment. We're with Elizabeth Birch today, member of the Gwaltney Group team, Robin on assignment, as we like to say. And we'll return in just a moment on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, everyone. Andy Brownell and Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, minus Robin. We're with Elizabeth Birch with the Gwaltney Group, and we've been talking about getting the house ready for winter to avoid future headaches and to maintain the value of your investment.
Yes, yes. So we have a couple other fun ones, right? When I say fun, I do not mean real fun.
Of course
not. Cleaning out your dryer vent. Okay, I'm a little bit of a psycho about this. I clean out my dryer vent probably every two loads. But there's a lot of people that don't do this on a regular basis. And not only can this cause fires, but we had a person on our team, Brian, who actually handles a bunch of our marketing. He said he cleaned his out. He dug a ton of lint out of the bottom of the dryer. And then he took his leaf blower and blew out the exhaust line. So he said he actually put his camera inside to record it, and it was really, really entertaining to see how much lint actually came out.
Except for you had to go clean it up afterwards, too.
Right, right, right. And that's why I say not fun, but necessary. So, you know, if you want to get, you know, if you wanted to maybe do that route, you absolutely could, you know, blow out the exhaust line. But I don't think people really realize how much lint gets stored in there. And then when you go outside and you see your lint vent on the outside of your house, remember to clean that off yearly. This isn't just a winterized thing, but yearly when you see it kind of plugging up, you're going to want to make sure that gets cleared out as well.
True story. This was a few years back. We tried to clean the vent out on a regular basis as well.
Yeah.
And we noticed the dryer didn't seem to be working quite right.
Okay.
So that was the first place we investigated because it's
right.
The most likely problem. A bird had gotten in through the outside exhaust and had built a nest. Hadn't completed it yet, but was in the process at the very end. So we ended up putting you can buy them at any hardware store or home improvement place.
Right.
Like a gate, a shield over so the bird can't get in there anymore, but...
No, that's such a great story because you are not the first one that this happened to. It's a great little opening for a bird to see and be like, wow, this would make for a great home, right?
Yeah, they have the supply of warm air blowing them all the time.
Yes. I mean, if I was a bird, I'd probably want to live in there too. But yes, a great idea for that to either prevent that outright or if you do have that problem is to go to the local home improvement store and kind of get it. They offer a lot of different options of what to do. You want to make sure that the air is still like moving, right? So you don't want it to completely block up, but there, you know, there's grates or there's, you know, other little, I don't know, contraptions that you can buy.
Sure.
So that, you know, animals can't get in there. So that's a great story.
And if you want to see how flammable lint is, save it up for the next time you have a fire pit and use it to start your fire.
Well, you know what? That actually moves me to another really good point. And it is the number one household fire myth that I wanted to briefly talk about. And It's funny because what people think is they think that the kitchen is probably the first area that starts a fire in a home, but it's not. If you don't clean out the dust buildup in your exhaust fans in your bathroom, this is the number one reason we are seeing house fires. So,
Really?
yes, nobody thinks about this. Nobody thinks, oh, I mean, people look at your exhaust fans and you're like, oh God, that's gross up there, right? Like, we all do that. But getting up there and actually cleaning it out is a whole nother ball game. It is super, super important. And I'm going to tell you why. Because if that is going to be an area that's going to start a fire in your house, guess what? There is no fire alarms in your attic. That's where it's going to start. That's where it's going to go. And then when it's already getting full in flames in your attic, you are totally screwed. And when I say that, I mean, you're not going to be notified and it's going to be too big and then it's going to enter into your home. So something that people don't think about on a regular basis,
Oh.
super, super important to clean those out.
I had not thought of that myself. That makes perfect sense.
Right? I know, I know. And it would make sense that, most people think that the household fires come from the kitchen, right? From a stove or something along those lines. But it was really, really interesting to hear that that's not it at all. So something easily that can be fixed or cleaned out. So definitely make that a priority this before the winter hits.
And it rings true too because of the number of fire calls that I've covered over the years, and so many of them are attic fires.
I know, I know, I know. It's to a point where it's like maybe we should start installing fire alarms in attics. That's another discussion. But if we keep those exhaust fans cleaned out, then that can help eliminate that altogether.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And then another great tip before the winter months hit, right, is just making sure that your HVAC system or your AC, you could have someone come bring someone in to do just a checkup. I see from my sellers who have, so a great example of this is I just sold a home over on Polar Lane. My sellers were phenomenal about their ongoing maintenance. They've lived in this home for, over 20 years and they've had their HVAC system serviced every year. So this was a huge, huge, huge peace of mind for buyers coming in, knowing that the HVAC is probably around 15 years old, right? So it's getting towards the end of life, but because they maintenance this and the company came in and checked it out yearly to know things are working right or this isn't needs to be improved, that it really offers new buyers the peace of mind that it'll treat them right for a few years more to come.
That is, you hear these stories often that, you're right on the verge of buying the home, and then they do the inspection, and guess what?
Right.
AC doesn't work.
Right. And that's one of the biggest components in terms of money-wise for a seller that has to be responsible for and for a buyer, right, who's looking to purchase. So making sure that these are continuously maintenanced actually could save you a ton of money in the long run.
And I suppose by the same token, that applies to your furnace as well.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Especially in our colder climates where our furnaces are running longer than a lot of the states that are obviously in the warmer climates, that this is something that you definitely want to take a look at. So we have a ton of companies, HVAC companies in town that do a really good job that can come out and they just do fall inspections or they do a spring inspection or they do a yearly inspection. And it really doesn't cost that much to do that. And then they'll give you documentation that it's been done, and that's something that you can keep with you. And eventually, if you do decide to sell, that you'll have all that documentation saying, hey, we really kept up on these things and they are important to us.
And it can be life and death. People don't realize that if you have a crack in the heat exchanger in your furnace, you won't know about it.
Exactly,
And it's leaking
exactly.
carbon monoxide at that point.
So that is also a really good segue to my next one, and that was making sure that all of your carbon monoxide detectors are plugged in, do have batteries, and are in working order. And when I say that, I actually was just on Facebook the other day, and I saw a local woman who kind of put out information, and it reminded everyone to make sure that those are up and running. And she had lost her daughter, who was 3 years old at the time. Her daughter would have been 20 years old this year. And it really, 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 I don't know, it just kind of broke my heart that if we are able to put these in our home and prevent something like this from happening to one of our family members, let's do it. Let's make sure these are working. They are not expensive. A carbon monoxide detector should be on each floor of your home. You only need one per floor. And they're just so important. It really is between life and death because it's the silent killer, right? You guys, we don't smell this. We don't know it's in the house until it's too late. So those detectors are really, really, really important. So make sure that you have one on each floor and make sure that it's in working order.
I don't know if we're talking about the same person, but a woman I went to high school with lost children tragically that way many, many years ago. And she's been a very, very strong advocate, very publicly advocating all of, I mean, she went to Congress, spoke at the state legislature back when carbon monoxide detectors were still kind of a rarity.
Now
they're required. And yeah, Cheryl's been very, very boisterous advocate, obviously, because of the tragedy she experienced. And every time I even look at my carbon monoxide detector, I actually think of her and what her family has gone through. It's terrible.
Right. And, you know, to be honest with you, she probably would really appreciate hearing that, because that's her goal, right? When you lose someone like that, that you really want to help prevent that loss for other families. And the name doesn't ring a bell from the person that I was reading about, but the story rings true, right? I mean,
unfortunately, it's probably happened to more of the people than you think.
Right, right. So it's important to still talk about. It's important to spend that $40 to $100 per unit and really have them installed in your house. It's important. And my heart goes out to the family members that have lost family, or to the families that have lost family members in a carbon monoxide accident. It just really breaks my heart. So let's keep our houses safe. Let's keep our family members safe and make sure those are up to date and those are in working order.
You know what? We have taken another break already, Elizabeth. So we'll do that really quickly and we will return. This is, well, I guess, Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results is the official title of the program, but we're with Elizabeth Birch today and we'll return in a moment on Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Andy Brownell with Elizabeth Birch with Gwaltney Group Remax Results in for Robin today. Robin will be back next Saturday and share with us some stories about California, I'm sure.
Yes, I hope so.
We're talking about what to do when the cold weather arrives, though. And we went into the break and we were talking about, you know, horrible tragedies involving carbon monoxide detectors. And that's tied in with your heating ventilation systems.
Right.
And you mentioned the exhaust fan in your bathrooms. Another part of your home, I'm guilty of it, I don't even think about it, is all the duct work.
Right.
Pushing the air.
Think about the duct work. You don't see it. You know, it's one of those things that it's a huge component of your house, but it's not something that you think about and dream about. So there is a really, really nice special. And I want to make sure that all the listeners today heard that K&S here at one of the local Rochester HVAC companies is offering a fall duct cleaning half off. So I'm not exactly sure what their pricing is. You'd have to call, but they are offering a half off service. And so this is really, really beneficial for your home environment. And let me tell you a little bit about why it's important. So if you clean out your ducts, let's say once a year, maybe you don't even have to do it once a year. It removes dust, it removes pet hair, chemicals, all of those other pollutants that are kind of sitting in your ducts. And it can help reduce respiratory problems and allergens too. So if you have someone that is, you know, and in winter, it's as bad as it gets, really. You're basically hunkering down inside and you're, you know, a victim to whatever is in your home. So if we can remove those, that really can help some allergies. If you have any kids that have allergies, or if you yourself struggle with allergies.
I think I'd be afraid to look in the ductwork to see what they look like.
Oh, really? I would love it. I love that kind of stuff, though. Because I love to see the finished product, right? When it's all clear and it just makes you feel good inside that you're kind of getting rid of all that nasty junk. But it also reduces odors. So it removes musty cooking smoke and pet odors from your home, which I think we can all identify from. It even increases your energy efficiency for your HVAC system, and it can reduce your energy bills. So it also can help prolong the life of the system. So like I said before, one of these, like this is a great example of just a maintenance occurrence. If you can get it for half off, and you can see the longevity it serves you for your systems overall. Obviously, there's a couple more fun ones. It maintains the value of your home, obviously, by preventing blockages. And then it helps your HVAC system work more efficiently. So it helps be more comfortable with temperatures. So there is a lot of benefits to getting your ducts cleaned out, for sure.
Anything else on the house we really need to address before things get nasty out there?
I know. I do have a couple other ones. So clean gutters always, of course. Yep, clean those gutters out of leaves to prevent ice buildup so you don't get the melting ice intrusion back up into the shingles, right? We don't want to see that. That's not great.
Once again, water problems, right?
I know. Once again, raw. I mean, that's really what we're really trying to fight hardest against here in Minnesota is just water issues and with our climate. So also, another fun fact that I like to say, and I actually just bought one of these for my daughter's car, who is 16 and a new driver, is they do have those emergency roadside kits. And this is kind of not to have to do with the home, but just for your well-being and peace of mind. Those kits you can buy at like Walmart and you can just throw them into a car and they offer things like cables or an emergency poncho or gloves or, you know, an aid kit. So in case you get into an emergency and the weather is pretty nasty, that you have those things to help you until you can get care to the car or roadside assistance. So there is that, and they offer those all over the place. You can find them at Fleet Farm. You can find them at Walmart. You can order them online. So just another little added protection for your safety over the winter months.
And, you know, as you brought that up, and it's kind of funny they brought it up to me because I'm getting old enough that I predate the internet and the cell phones. And that was, you didn't dare go out in the winter way back when without having at least some sort of emergency kit with you if you were leaving the city. And I think it gets forgotten a lot now because of the cell phones. People assume that if I get into trouble, I'll just pick up the phone and somebody can come get me. But anybody who's driven through a really nasty blizzard knows that that ain't the case necessarily. You might have to wait quite a while.
Right. And there is even some roadside kits that come with like a big blanket and such just for kind of, you know, if there's any situation like that. But yeah, that's a great example to like let people know that if you're in a blizzard and you're out driving, it doesn't mean that you're, you know, someone can come get to you in 10 minutes or 15 minutes. And if your car is dead, that means no heat. So your phone can't save you then.
Yeah, and the worst thing you can do in that situation is start walking someplace. Don't do that.
Right. So, you know, just kind of getting in front of these things and just a nice reminder to take care of that bank account that you live in, because it takes really good care of you and keeps you warm and safe during those cold winter months.
Well, Elizabeth, great advice today. If somebody wants to reach out to you to talk about real estate, buying, selling, investing, perhaps, how do they get a hold of you?
Yes. So I would love for any of you to call and we can have a conversation about your real estate goals and how I can help with that. Even discuss, you know, if now is the time or if not, we can kind of run numbers and see if it's a good fit. Please contact me by my cell. It's 507-202-8485. And I do have, you can find me on TikTok, you can find me on Instagram, and you can find me on Facebook as well. And I do a lot of fun little videos of the homes that we have listed for sale, of kind of areas that you don't really get to see online. So feel free to check me out socially as well.
You probably have videos of the clean ducks.
I mean, I'm thinking about putting one on there, right? Any other people who get excited about that like me, they might like it.
Well, Elizabeth, it's been a pleasure. I look forward to you filling in again sometime when Robin's out and about. Thank you so much.
Oh, I sure hope so, Andy. Thanks so much.
All right. Elizabeth Birch with Gwaltney Group REMAX Results. And this is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9.